Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a breakage-style comb filter base from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using Session View to perform and then capture into Arrangement View. You'll design a two-layer base, create a delay-based comb filter effect, build an effect rack with expressive macros, perform multiple variations in Session, and record that performance into Arrangement to create a tight, evolving edit. Lesson overview first. Keep a small drum and bass loop running at about 170 to 176 BPM so you hear the bass in context. Name your tracks so you don't lose them. The goal is a chunky sub plus a harmonically rich mid layer, a comb filter chain using a short delay and feedback, and an audio effect rack map to macros for live control. We'll make session clips full, filtered, stuttered, and peak comb variations and record those live into Arrangement to form a breakage style edit. What you will build? A two-layer bass patch, a clean sub and a harmonically rich mid layer in Wavedable or Operator. A delay-based comb filter chain, available as an insert or as a parallel send return. An audio effect rack with macros for comb intensity, delay time, feedback, and cutoff. A set of session clips and scenes that you can launch and capture into Arrangement. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Create the bass source. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavedable or Operator. For the sub layer, use a sine or low band limited waveform. In Wavedable, choose basic sine partials or a simple sine oscillator. Drop one oscillator in octave, heap the filter off, set a fast amp attack, medium decay, and a slight sustain for fullness. For the mid layer, use a richer Wavedable basic shape saw with a light Wavedable position works well or a noisy table. Add subtle FM or filter modulation for harmonics, a little detune, and a low-pass filter in the 2 to 5kHz range with some drive. You can place these on separate MIDI tracks or use one instrument rack with two chains, sub and mid. Map chain volume and a low cut on the mid chain to macros for quick control. B. Tighten and glue for D-den B. On the mid chain, add a light saturator soft sine or analog clip with 2 to 5 dB of drive to taste. Follow with an EQ8. High pass the mids around 30 to 40 hc if the sub is separate. Optionally boost a narrow band around 200 to 700 hc for presence. Cut any nasty resonances. Add a glue compressor as the last insert, roughly 4:1 ratio, medium attack, fast release to glue the mids. Sidechain from the kick if you need the bass to duck during hits. C. Make the comb filter effect using delay. Ableton doesn't have a dedicated comb device, but you can create comb resonances with a very short delay plus feedback. We'll build a flexible audio effect rack. Create an audio effect rack on the bass track, or on a return for parallel control. Inside the rack, create two chains. Chain A, dry chain with a utility for level control. Chain B, comb chain with simple delay or echo, then EQ8, then saturator. You can also use an auto filter after the delay for musical sweeps. Configure simple delay for comb behavior. Turn sync off and work in milliseconds. Set delay time to a short value, start between 2 and 12 ms. Try 3.5 ms for brighter combs, 6 to 12 ms for thicker low combs. Feedback around 60 to 85% give strong resonances. Be careful, feedback can run away. Set the device dry slash wet to 100% on this chain and control balance via chain volumes or macros. EQ the comb chain to shape resonant peaks. High pass under 40 hc to protect the sub and use narrow boosts where you want the comb peaks to sit. Optionally add auto filter for cutoff sweeps after the delay. Map the rack macros. Macro 1. Chain B volume. Comb intensity. Macro 2. Simple delay time. Comb pitch slash shift. Macro 3. Simple delay feedback. Comb feedback. Macro 4. EQ or auto filter cutoff. Comb filter cutoff. D. Create performance variations in session view. Duplicate your bass track so you can experiment without losing the original. On track A, create a 1/4 bar looped MIDI clip with your bass line and name it bass. Full. Create more clips under that clip. Bass. Filtered. Automate macro 4 down and raise macro 1 slightly to emphasize comb energy while dulling the highs. Bass. Stutter. Create a MIDI clip with repeated short notes or apply the clip volume envelope for 1/16 gating to get a stutter. Bass. Peak comb. Set macro 3 high and nudge macro 2 for a different comb resonance emphasis. Bass. Sparse. Shorten notes and reduce comb intensity. Use clip envelopes to record parameter moves per clip. In the clip view under envelopes, pick the audio effect parameter or the macro and draw the automation you want recalled when that clip launches. E. Performance and capturing into Arrangement. Organize your scenes vertically. Intro sparse. Build rising comb and mids. Drop full bass. Breakdown filtered and stutter. then return. Practice launching scenes in time. You can use follow actions for quick automated validations. When you're ready to record to arrangement, enable arrangement record, then use the session record button and launch your scenes and clips in real time. Live will record audio or MIDI and automation into arrangement view. If you prefer, you can drag session clips to arrangement to copy clip content, but remember that clip automation is only preserved if it was recorded into the clip or you actually recorded the performance into arrangement. During recording, perform macro moves, comb intensity, delay time sweeps, cut off changes and capture scene transitions and stutters. After recording, switch to arrangement view, tidy clip edges and consolidate SID MD/Ctrl+J to clean things up. Edit automation lanes to smooth or quantize macro moves as needed. F. Finalize, bounce and blue. In arrangement, solo the bass region and render in place or freeze and flatten to print the comb effect as audio. This is useful for resampling stutters or reducing CPU. Add a final EQ or low shelf and use utility to mono the sub below about 120 Hz. If you need to shape transients, use a transient shaper or a fast attack compressor. Common mistakes to avoid: too much feedback. High feedback settings cause runaway resonance and masking. Watch levels. Using sync instead of MS. Short. Sync delay times won't redate. Useful comb behavior: use milliseconds. Forgetting to protect the sub. HP the comb chain under 30-45 Hz or keep the sub layer dry. Not routing for parallel control. Placing the comb only as an insert makes low-end control harder. Over automation clutter. Don't record every minor knob move. Plan major moves and keep clips tidy. Ignoring phase. Duplicating bass layers can produce cancellations. Check phase and adjust timing or use utility to invert phase if needed. Pro tips. Comb time relates to perceived pitch. Spacing in hertz is roughly 1000 divided by delay milliseconds. Use that to pick delay times that sit musically. Try two parallel comb chains with slightly different MS values. Map to different macros for richer motion. Resample favorite performances as audio to slice and stutter without heavy CPU use. Smooth automation with bezier curves or a finer grid when needed. Use transient side chain on the comb chain from the kick to keep hits tight. Save your audio effect rack as a preset with clear macro labels and mapping ranges. Quick parameter ranges to start with. Comb delay time, 2.0 to 12.0 ms. Map macro to min to 2 ms and max to 12 ms. Feedback, 50 to 80% for strong combs. Use a limiter if you push past 75%. HP on comb chain, 30 to 45 Hz. Keep the comb chain device wet at 100% and use chain volume or macro for wet/dry balance. Troubleshooting short fixes. Harsh metallic ringing. Reduce feedback. Cut the offending frequency with a narrow EQ or slightly to tune the delay time. Phase cancellation thinning. Invert phase on one chain or nudge timing by a few samples. Automation not recorded. Enable automation arm and use arrangement record while performing. Runaway feedback. Map a macro to an emergency kill or to the chain volume so you can mute instantly. Mini practice exercise, 30 minutes. 1. At 174 BPM, make a 2-bar wave-eatable bass loop. 2. Build the comb audio effect rack with simple delay and map 4 macros, intensity, time, feedback, cutoff. 3. Make 3 session clips, full, filtered sweep automate macro 4 down over 2 bars and stutter 1/16 gating. 4. Launch the 3 clips in sequence while arm recording arrangement. Perform a macro 2 sweep during the second clip for a pitch Y comb sweep. 5. Stop recording. In arrangement, trim and consolidate into a 6-bar edit. Then render that region to audio and compare the printed audio to your live performance. Recap: you've created a breakage-style comb filter bass by designing a 2-layer source, making a delay-based comb audio effect rack, mapping expressive macros, and using session view to perform variations which you captured into arrangement. Key takeaways: short MS delays with feedback create comb resonances. Parallel routing and HP filtering protect the low end. Macro mapping plus session performance is a fast, musical workflow for edits, and printing or resampling your performance makes aggressive edits and stutters reliable and CPU light. That's it. Save the rack as comb bass rack, breakage edit, keep your macro mapping notes, and use this template next time you want to make fast, expressive comb edits in Live 12.